Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We give Him the glory. I will encourage you from the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 11. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. In fact, the King James Version says, for everything was created by you for thy pleasure, they are and were created. My dear brothers and sisters, we were created in the image of God for the glory of God, for the worship of God, that we will reverence Him, glorify Him, magnify His name, that we will be in awe of His presence, that we will know what it means to adore a king and to exalt his holy name. You know, I was listening to a beautiful hymn, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. You know, this particular, I was reading about this hymn and I would like to share with you. Sometimes it's called the national anthem of Christendom. This is one of the truth and truly great worship hymns of the church, written by a young English minister. It was published in 1779 and has been translated into almost every language where Christianity is known. The strong, exuberant lines lead us to heartfelt worship of God each time we sing them. But what does it mean to worship Yahweh? An unknown writer wrote, it is a quickening of the conscience by the holiness of God, a feeling of the mind with the truth of God, an opening of the heart to the love of God, and a devoting of the will to the purpose of God. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, we can be thankful that God moved an 18th century pastor to write the stirring hymn text that reminds us so forcibly that the angels in heaven and ransomed souls from every kindred and every tribe on earth are worshiping with us even now. And we will one day all join together in singing the everlasting song when Christ is crowned Lord of all. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, Colossians chapter 1, 15 to 19, Philippians chapter 2, 9 to 11, and Hebrews chapter 2, 7 to 8, they all encourage us in crowning the Lord with glory and power and exalting the name of Yeshua the Messiah and praising Him the way we have never praised our Jehovah before. Amen. So reflect with joyous anticipation upon that time in heaven when our everlasting song will be shared throughout eternity with those from every kindred and every tribe, and prepare our lives and our hearts to worship Jesus the way we have never, because in heaven there'll be only worship, no teaching, no preaching, no devotionals, but worship of Yahweh and His Son Yeshua the Messiah. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, Lord. We give you the praise and the glory for this beautiful day. Abba Father, we know that you never fail, you never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You have made us and you have made everything on this planet earth and in the entire universe for your glory, for your praise. And above all, you made us in your image, that we will be in the similitude of God. O Lord, understanding, O Father, the purposes of God and magnifying the name of Yeshua the Messiah. I pray, O Lord, that today we'll have a worshipful heart, a worshipful life and a lifestyle. That as we, O Father God, step out into our jobs, into our businesses, and into running the errands for the day, I pray that, Lord, we will enter into our day with worship in our heart. that you will be glorified. You are still looking for people, those who will worship you in spirit and in truth, for you are Spirit of God. And therefore, Lord God Almighty, I pray today you will baptize us afresh in your Holy Spirit. Give us the fresh anointing, oil of the Holy Ghost. Help us to understand what it means to worship Yahweh. Hallelujah. And I pray the Lord God Almighty, Father, that we will give it all unto you today. I pray, Lord God Almighty, as your flock, O Father, has already stepped out, O Father, in their daily, O Father, chores, I pray you will reward them, bless them, be with them. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. We know that sickness is not from thee. It is your will that we will be in good health and strength. I release your healing virtue to flow into the bodies of your people. There'll be no flu, there'll be no strain of any variant will ever touch your people because they are your heritage. Preserve them and protect them and provide for them and bless them with health and strength and vigor and vitality because you are an awesome God, O Lord. We give you all the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.